Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sean Sharif, Bobby Belt, the Final Four in San Antonio. Game one, 5 o'clock, Florida Auburn. Game two, just before 8. We'll probably get started around 8. Houston and Duke. They will get the primetime game with Ian Eagle and Grant Hill and Bill Raftery. And Raftery announcing he ain't retiring, boys and girls.
Onions.
Onions!
So, more importantly, the morning show stakes.
Yeah, so I read your email, Sean, and you included the odds for all the different combinations for the Final Four and how it'll end up and who will win. So I took those odds and I threw them into ChatGPT. Oh, wow. I told ChatGPT, I said, all right, here are the odds for each one. And if each of these results happens, here's what happens in our morning show bracket. Peyton loses in this one, RJ loses in this one. So give me the odds of who has the best shot of losing the rest of the way. So what they came up with is that given the odds, yeah, I got to clear that up. Given the odds, it's essentially a 24% chance that Peyton loses. And then it's basically a 68% chance that Chop loses. And then there's another 8% of they tie. But the best odd to occur, the two top odds to occur are Duke over Florida and Duke over Auburn. And both of those would cause Chop to lose.
What happens if they tie?
With Ty, then I guess we...
2 days. Two separate days.
Yeah, we both do.
Okay.
That's more content for the listeners.
It is.
I'm pro listener.
I'm down.
I've got so much work to do on my plan.
I thought you said you already started.
I've started it, but now I got to gather everything.
Gather the audio.
So, yeah, this is...
Do you want to lose?
It's a win-lose, I think, for me. I'm going to be up here anyway, so I might as well get the, you know... Free content out of it, the free hosting, 30 minutes. I'm nervous, though. I am. Even though I have Duke, I just need Duke to win it. They should win it. It's been a favorite tournament, but I'm thinking an upset's got to happen, right? One of these teams has to upset the other.
I would not hate losing. Getting the audio together is going to take a while. But
which Peyton will have to do.
Yeah.
I would do a lot of it. But like,
you'd pick it, but he'd have to play it.
The exact finals results, according to BetOnline, Duke over Florida is the favorite, then Duke over Auburn. So there you go, Pepe, with the Dukies as the favorites. Then Florida over Duke 5-1, Florida over Houston 7-1. Auburn, the overall number one seed.
I know, they're getting a little disrespected. They're the least likely to win.
Like Auburn over Houston is 10-1. Auburn over Duke is 8-1. So those are some of your favorites. I mean, for the Final Four.
I don't think it's terrible value to put $10 on Auburn over Houston as your championship. I don't think that's terrible value at all. I mean, they're a good team. They've been number one. I mean, they were number one basically the entire year. So there's that. Now, the most important superstar in every team, we know it's Walter Clayton Jr. with Florida. It's Cooper Flagg with Duke. It's Jani Broome with Auburn. And it's LJ Cryer. I mean, you could say Juwan Roberts with Houston. They got a really, really solid team, but they're the obvious ones. Each team's most important next guy. To me, for Duke, it's Tyrese Proctor. He's a veteran. He's been around. Houston's going to sell out. They're going to try to stop Flagg. They're going to try to stop Con Knepel. They're going to sell out. If Proctor has a good night, Malawach, they have a good night. You've got to get a good night from Tyrese Proctor if you're Duke, if you want to beat Houston, who plays as good a defense as anybody. I think it's Arsenault and Sharp for Houston as the two guys that you want to have. If they're hitting their threes, they are impossible to beat. Impossible to beat. And if they get an early lead, they could run and hide. You don't come back on them. Their defense is so good.
Look, the outcome that, you know, when we talk about Houston, Houston's another factor here. That's how we get the dual hosting. It's got to be Houston over Florida specifically. So that's the only one we get. Or Florida winning.
That's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
Houston over Florida.
Houston over Florida gets both of you hosting. Florida winning the title, no matter who it's against, is Peyton. And then everything else is you, RJ.
Everything else is me. Speaking of Florida, outside of Walter Clayton, it's Alex Condon. He's the main guy to worry about. He runs the floor really, really well for a big. Active in transition, and if he is active in transition, good luck. And then for Auburn, I think it's Pettiford, his freshman, and they've entrusted him to take some big-time shots this year, late in games. You get a good night from him and from Broome, and you hope some of the other guys like Baker Mazzara do well, but you really need a good one from Pettiford. But it is it really is a good Final Four. It should do well in the ratings. You got a big-time name in Duke. And then you've got, you know, two other programs that have a huge following in Florida and Auburn, from their own fan base. And then Houston has a much smaller following, but anytime you get a Texas team in there, the whole state really rallies around them. That's kind of the way it is.
So are you rooting for someone? Bracket aside, are you rooting for Houston?
I'm to win the whole thing, rooting for Houston?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. If the bracket wasn't involved, Houston. Yeah. To me, it's very simple. Like my regional rooting interest is always you just drill it down. It's like your zip code, your city, your county, your area, your state. Like you keep like that's how I typically approach the Olympics.
So if the Rockets are in the NBA Finals, you root for them?
No, not on that one. Like to me, on a professional sports, I'm talking about on the college level where I don't follow, or like the Olympics. If you've got two Americans in an Olympic thing, and I'm like, all right, who am I going to root for? All right, you're from Texas, you're not, so I'm going to root for you to win, like that kind of thing.
It's anybody but Duke is number one.
But you don't hate this Duke team.
I don't hate this Duke team. I think I like Shire. I really like Cooper Flagg. I could do without Con Knepel. I just like his name.
Yeah,
his name bothers me.
Final four game props. Most points scored by one team in the Final Four, over-unders 89.5. Least points scored, 65.5. Longest unanswered run in one of these games, 11.5. Largest comeback by any of the teams, 9.5, over-under. Most points scored by one player in a Final Four game, this is the one I would bet on, 27.5. I'm jumping at the under on that.
For what?
Any player, they're high.
Any player, oh yeah,
I'm not picking anyone to score 28 or more.
No.
Most threes by one player in a Final Four game, the over-under is 4. Most outstanding player for the Final Four, Cooper Flagg's the favorite, almost even money, then Walter Clayton, then Broome. Injury update on Broome?
Yep, he spoke to reporters yesterday, and he says, I'm going to be 100%. So that's good news for Peyton. He says, I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to help lead Auburn to the title. We're going to be there in the title game. Here's the problem, is that he says he won't be limited, but that seems a little tough to believe because he was wearing a sleeve. Bruce Pearl was apparently like, I'm glad he feels that way. This is the first day he was able to do anything, though. So he's wearing the sleeve. He acknowledged he made the injury mad the last couple days by trying to push it. And then he said, I will be 100% this weekend. by the game. So he's projecting out. He's telling you he's not 100% right now, and he will get there. So I think he's being a little optimistic. This is like when T.O. heading into the Super Bowl was like, yeah, I'll be 81%. I'll be
will either Final Four game have a buzzer beater? Yes is 20-1. Will either game go to OT? Yes is plus 600. No is minus 1,500. How many times will they show Coach K during the Houston Duke game? If he's there.
Oh, I would say the over-under is 4.5.
It is 4.5. Right on the dot.
Wow. Do they count that as, like, if they show image packages showing it, or does he have to be seen in the stands?
I would think in the stands. I would guess it's seen in the stands.
4.5's a lot.
How many times will they show Nats during the game? Houston Duke.
30, because he's announced his retirement. They got to give him as much time to focus on him as possible over the next 11 years.
Is this it? Is this the final tournament for him?
Oh, no, he's not doing it.
11 years from now will be his final. Yeah. So they've got to focus on him as much, though, as they
he
can.
He announced his retirement from the Masters in 2036.
Oh, yeah, he's not doing it anymore.
Yeah, Ian Eagle's doing it.
2.5. I get Nance, Houston guy, though, Houston so maybe guy. He'll be there. Will Ian Eagle have an Aussie reference for Tyrese Proctor?
Oh, I would say no. Ian doesn't seem like a bit guy.
No is minus 300. Will they show a picture of Todd Golden working for Bruce Pearl?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yes is minus 500. Will they mention in either game that three of the four Final Four coaches are Jewish?
God, I hope not.
They will.
No is minus 800.
What's yes? Does it say?
Plus 500.
I think they will.
I don't think they will. I don't think they want.
Who's the play-by-play?
Ian Eagle.
Is he?
Yes.
I don't think they would want to highlight that. Like, I think they'd just be like, that could go poorly if we say anything the wrong way in that process. Let's just not do that.
Will Duke have three draft picks in the top 10?
Will Duke have three draft picks in the top 10? They will have, I'll say no.
Okay. And you had said the other day.
They have three NBA players. I think they'll go top 15, though.
Yes is minus 2,000. No is plus 700.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Will Broom be a first-round pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, even money, no, is a slight favorite. Minus 140. Will Walter Clayton be a first-round pick?
I will say no.
The slight favorite is no at minus 180. College. Kegger with RJ Choppy on 105.3 The Fan.
All right. Do you want Mike Gundy?
Ugh.
Or do you want Rich Rodriguez?
Rich Rod.
All right. Rich Rod. Boy, he
I guess we should go local first.
All right. Mike Gundy. He told the NCAA to shove it. Now, here's the backstory.
Shocker.
Colorado, we had mentioned they want to have a scrimmage game against another school during spring season, right? Deion wanted to do that. Deion knew 5-year, $54 million deal for him. One of the highest paid coaches in college football. So he wanted to do one, they wanted to do one with Syracuse. Mike Gundy says, I want to renew Bedlam and do a spring game against Oklahoma. But the NCAA is saying, well, hang on. We got to see if this is actually legal. We can actually do this or not. And Mike Gundy had a brief and ferocious message for the NCAA.
I mean, I think we should. I mentioned it the other day. I just thought of the deal with OU. I think it's a good deal. I would like to do it. I'd like to practice against them. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to waste my time on who's going to determine what the rules are anymore, because essentially there's not really enough of them to follow. And I'm not even sure how they have grounds to say you can't do it. Like, if somebody just goes and does it, what are they going to do to them?
That's it.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do about it?
It's like John Morant towards Adam Sandler. Yeah.
But, I mean, he's right. Like, the NCAA has been completely neutered. They have no control over anything anymore.
Which, it was 20 years ago, it was one of the most powerful entities that existed. And people involved in the sport, people involved under their power, like, cowered in front of them at everything. Because it's just like, oh, my gosh, you could just ruin my career. Athletes, coaches, programs, everybody was terrified of them. And the NIL era in the last 5 years has just destroyed any illusion that they're the boss.
Bruce Pearl's at Auburn because the NCAA had power. And now, like, if the same thing happened with him and was Aaron Kraft at the hot dog party, he would never have gotten fired the first time.
I mean, there was a time in the 90s where it's like you had future NBA stars that were terrified to take a piece of pizza from somebody, like handing it to him. Just like, yeah. Oh my gosh, can I eat this? I'm going to get kicked out of school and have my life ruined. And now they're just going like, screw you, I'm going to hold practices even though you say we can't travel together.
And Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia, he might be in a little trouble violating their First Amendment rights. Remember, he banned TikTok? He banned the dances? Well, attorneys are saying, In the world of NIL, that's a money-making opportunity for them. You can't ban someone. Social media, banning them from that is a violation of their First Amendment rights.
So is Ron Washington in trouble in Los Angeles taking away the cell phones?
That's a good question.
And is TikTok going again this weekend?
It's tomorrow. Tomorrow is the final day. We're waiting to see if they do another extension or if Amazon, they're saying Amazon is stepping up as a late bidder to try to purchase TikTok.
No, I don't think I want Bezos or any Amazon power involved in TikTok. That'll just make it uncool instantly. He's a weirdo. I don't want him involved.
Who cares who does it?
I do. I care.
You're a weirdo.
It's like you saying, who cares who bought Twitter? You care now, don't you, Sean?
No, I don't.
It changed it. Now you got to deal with X.
I don't care at all. That type of stuff. I don't overreact to my life like you other psychos. When someone runs something and takes it over that I like or consume, I don't quit it. I buy what I like.
You don't burn it.
I use what I like.
You don't burn it down.
I don't burn it down.
I ain't quit it either, but it is.
Yeah, you're not
going to
quit
now.
It. So, yeah, stop talking.
Who cares if it's different? TikTok will be... You have no idea what... I don't even know who owns TikTok now.
Do you not use Amazon?
Yes, you do. You do.
You boycott
Xi
Amazon?
Xi Jinping. What?
You boycott Amazon?
No. I don't boycott
it's Bezos.
But,
I don't boycott it.
But Bezos... We're talking about efficiency of delivery. We're not talking about algorithm. Like, I would, sure.
All right, what if he says, I'm not changing the algorithm?
I don't believe him. He's going to use it for all his other Amazon tactics.
A final ticket Tolo giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on. And a former NFL player says after the Joe Milton trade, it's time for Dak to pack the commercial-free expressway with Sean and RJ on the home of the Cowboys next.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Commercial free with our final Tolo ticket giveaway. You know what? It's Friday. Y'all been bringing it strong in this hour. Let's just do it right now, Pepe.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, caller number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to Alterium. Our sister station, all 103.7, presents Alterium with 311 Saturday, May 10th at the Pavilion at the Toyota Music Factory. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
We are applauding the Joe Milton deal. Love the value that the Cowboys gave up. Like the seventh rounder in return, but really like that you're not held hostage for a position when the draft comes around and you have a developmental project. Even though Trey Lance just failed, they're furious in Boston that they didn't get more back. Pepe, stay right there for 1 second as we play Cut 10. So hang on, Tolos. He'll be right with you for the Tolo ticket giveaway. They're mad they didn't get more in return, and then they're really, really ticked off that apparently the Patriots may have done Milton a favor and sent him here when he and his family grew up as Cowboy fans.
I mean, what more were you wanting? Were you gonna get one extra round or something? What's the big deal? Just get over it. Have some class. You guys have chased away enough players. It's a new era under Mike Vrabel, and he does right by people and gives the Cowboys a massive discount.
LeSean McCoy,
oh baby,
consistent Cowboy and Dak Prescott hater, yesterday on FS1. Said it's time for Dak to pack.
I'll just be honest, man. Listen, if Dak Prescott has the postseason like he's always had, going to that next year, right? Dak, find a realtor. Because Joe Milton got talent, he can play. And I'll say this, y'all laugh and all that. I've seen other quarterbacks get paid a lot of money and they move on from it.
Get a realtor.
No, get a realtor, according to LeSean McCoy.
Man, you're picking apart people's English today.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, never mind, I'm not even going to go there with him. But, yeah, I mean, he's the most predictable individual in sports media. Yeah, like, he's going to have...
You were debating him versus Orlovsky last night.
Yeah, I don't know who I dislike more. Because here's the thing. Orlovsky, I know he's going to just eventually cycle through every possible opinion. And whichever one ends up being correct, he'll say, see, I told y'all. I've been telling y'all, and then he'll pretend like he just didn't do the others. But he knows he's lying to you. He at least knows he's lying to you. Shady is super predictable, will just aggressively lean into the same takes over and over again, and I think believes his own BS. And so I think I hate that more. I think I actually hate LeSean McCoy more.
This is just a intellectual, it's not even intellectually dishonest, it's just
media watchdog, RJ Choppy.
Because I saw a headline yesterday, Cowboys send warning shot to Dak Prescott with a Joe Milton trade. No, they didn't.
Bro Bible, we got to call him out.
Yeah, no, they didn't send a warning shot. There's no warning shot here. They got a backup quarterback. They didn't have a backup. They had to have, they have Will Greer. Like, they had to get a backup quarterback. If they drafted a quarterback in the fifth round, you know what somebody would say? Cowboys send warning shot to Dak Prescott with a fifth round pick. No, they didn't. They literally drafted a position they needed. Like, that's all this was.
It's lazy clickbait. That's what it is. I was expecting more Tolos to hit me up saying, and did you get this yourself? Joe's going to take Dak's spot. Dak's going to be in trouble.
Some.
And very little.
Very little.
Yeah, I was expecting more.
Yeah.
Maybe some Cowboy fans have learned that you are 0-2. You got made to look foolish on Cooper Rush. And you got really made to look foolish on Trey Lance.
Andy Dalton. When Dak went down, there was a whole... I clipped a bunch of... There was tons of people going, all right, your job's done. You're in a contract. You're Dak. Yep. Andy Dalton's going to show you how it can be won by anybody.
Andy Dalton has at least had an NFL career and been to a Pro Bowl, I believe, with playoff teams. The other two were just desperate Dak attempts to tear him down and try to be right. So I'm just warning you. I'm hoping that you've learned as a Cowboy fan not to try to do this again like Shady McCoy.
Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? Dak is signed. They're not walking away from $100 million of dead cap.
It is.
If they had signed another defensive end, another one, this offseason. Is Micah on war? Is this a warning shot to Micah? We can move on from you. We can move on from you because we traded a sixth round pick for a defensive end.
I mean, Jason Fitzgerald from Over the Cap said it the other day. It is the most untradeable contract in the NFL. You can't do anything with it. It's not possible. So Shady can sit there and talk about all that. But Shady also knows that's not it's Joe Milton. Trading for Joe Milton is not any sort of like, oh, you are on notice, bro. And yeah. The chances are he's not going to develop into anything.
If they draft Jackson Dart at 12, you're on notice.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. The voice of the Patriots, RJ Book, the play-by-play voice, coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Why did they deal him so soon? Why did they deal him for so little? Was it very little? Was this Drake Maye's move? What's Joe Milton really like? So we'll get a little Joe Milton preview from the voice of the Pats coming up in about 30 minutes. Dog Pound Bruce is back. That's what I'm calling him. I was out last week when this Cleveland Browns insider came up with this Dak Prescott trade.
Bruce Drennan. Yeah. I got a pretty good source. Couple of them.
You left out the biggest part of his title, the inventor of the phrase ducks on the pond.
Yeah. He did like some play-by-play like in the 70s, and he apparently coined the phrase ducks on the pond in baseball.
Is what he claims.
That's what Wiki claims for him.
Well, Dog Pound Bruce returned yesterday to double down.
I stand by the statement that I laid out on you last week. This could come about. Let me reiterate what I did here originally in case you weren't with us last week. Dallas and Cleveland would make a deal. Cleveland would get Dak Prescott. Dallas would get Newsom. And the 33rd pick, that's the first pick in the second round. Now, if there's anything else involved in the deal, I don't know about that. I was not told that. I was not informed about anything else. There could be, for all I know. It's not the second pick in the draft. The Browns would keep that.
All right. Well, who is Newsom, by the way?
Greg Newsom.
Greg Newsom, corner.
Okay. That's how I knew the thing was BS, not because of the cap ramifications, not because of this and that, and Dallas would never move Dak. I'm like, Newsom. Like, I had to go look up who Newsom is. Greg Newsom, his PFF grade, is Greg Newsom a stud?
He was a first-round pick.
He was considered to be a second by a lot of people, ended up getting picked in the first, so was kind of like picked a little higher, but I don't think of him as a stud.
His PFF grade was a 52, so it's like, all right, at least you're giving us Newsom. I didn't even know who the hell Newsom was, but this is Dog Pound Bruce doubling down yet again.
We were sitting here last week, and we had almost gotten through the entire show without playing this moron. And Choppy was at like 9:20. He's like, We got to play. I'm playing it. Let's play. Let's talk about it.
We had to play.
Dumbest S ever.
We had to play.
Well, look, I'm gonna give you my honest thoughts. I hope that it's true. I know it's not true.
It's not true.
I was hoping. I got a little excited.
Yeah.
Because I want to get off this contract. I want to start over. Now Cleveland is going to need a quarterback.
They are.
They just destroyed Deshaun Watson publicly. Deshaun Watson has destroyed his own career off the field and with his play. So the Browns are going to need a quarterback. And are they just going to have to wait out Deshaun's deal in order to get one, or you just have to draft one because of the cheaper compensation? But obviously, this thing is not going to work out in terms of the numbers. But what I did do, all I cared about when this guy talked last week, I was like, who is this guy? Is he a joke? So I hit up a couple of Ken Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I hit up another guy that recently worked in Cleveland, and I'm like, who is this guy? Is he a joke? And they're like, he's not a joke. He's been around forever, obviously, and I kind of respect him. So that's where I wanted to start. Not that I pretended like it was going to happen, right. But I was like, is this a troll? Is this clickbaity? Is this LeSean McCoy? And they both said no, so I wanted to start there.
Look, I thought initially this was a mole. Like, somebody in the Browns was trying to flush out a mole. So, like, whoever the Browns president is, mm-hmm, told some
Condoleezza.
Middling scout, hey, who they think might be the mole, we're trying to trade for Dak.
Yeah.
And if he leaks it, now they know who the mole is. That was my first thought.
It would not be stunning to me if the Dallas Cowboys wanted to get away from the Dak deal. What would be stunning to me is if Brian Schottenheimer allowed it. After hearing Shoddy and Indianapolis at the Combine, I mean, it seems like, Bobby, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know he has to say a lot of this publicly because that is his guy and there's nowhere to go with the contract. It seems like Brian Schottenheimer loves Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he does. And there, I mean, this was, we've talked about it. The Schottenheimer hire was, there was some drive from Dak that went into this. And so they have a really great relationship. They're close with each other. They see things similarly, which I think was not totally similar to the way Mike McCarthy saw things, and that's why they partnered up, and I think he ended up with the job in a lot of ways.
So let's now throw in a lot of, well, I guess we might as well start with Cousins, because there's a report with Cleveland and Cousins, but the Browns don't want to take on the deal, so that kills Dog Pound Bruce's theory and rumor, because if they don't want to take on the Cousins contract, they're not going to be taking on, I don't believe, the Prescott deal.
Right? Yeah, that would seem to cancel that out since Dak's making, what, like $15 million more yeah. than Kirk Cousins is. But yeah, he's waiting around. Apparently the Browns are just kind of looking back and they're like, nah, we will not trade for that. We'll instead wait you out, see if you might release Kirk Cousins. But yeah, this is a case of, I think Cleveland is in such a weird spot.
Well, explain the story.
So basically what happens is that the Falcons and the Browns have had some level of discussion, according to Orlando Ledbetter, who's the like number one Falcons reporter in Atlanta. He had told a radio station in Atlanta that basically Atlanta and Cleveland had talked about Cousins, but Cleveland's like, we're not taking on the money. And so Atlanta's kind of just sitting back now and waiting a little bit and trying to figure out if a market develops or if they can do something else. And Kirk Cousins feeling held prisoner is like, just please release me. Like, let me out of my deal. Let me get out of here and let's just move on. But Atlanta, for some reason, is digging in and holding on to this contract and not wanting to do anything.
Arthur Blank told Jared Bell, we're not trading him. He said, we got the $275 million in salary cap. We owe it to the franchise to make sure we have the backup who can step in and play.
It's so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous because what you're doing is you're ruining your cheat code. And the cheat code is the rookie quarterback deal. Like any quarterback, like if you have like a... Because I saw some Shador comps. Like I think it was Mel Kiper said his comp was, it was either Kiper that said his comp was Andy Dalton or Kiper that said his comp was Chad Pennington.
For Shador?
Yeah. And like either one of those guys, you would not, if you look at the career that they had 15 years later, you would not draft them in the top five.
Right.
But when you're in the top five, you told me that you can get that player in the top five for a free contract for 5 years and then move on from them and you don't have a quarterback, you could build a great team around him and you can win.
The most common comp Shador gets is Geno. That's who people say he's like. And he looks a ton like him throwing the football.
All right, let's get to Geno and those other stories. Adam Schefter said the current feeling is that neither the Browns or Giants will pick a quarterback at 2 and 3. So that means the Browns might trade for Dak. Oh, I'm saying that. I'm joking. Schefter didn't say that. That means the Patriots could most likely miss out on Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. So,
or both.
Schefter's saying the current feeling that neither the Browns or the Giants will select a quarterback at 2 or 3. We also have Geno Smith getting an extension. 2 for $85.5 million, $66.5 million guaranteed. Has RJ asking if that takes the Raiders out of Shador.
I would think it does because now he is signed through 2027. Ooh. So the next 3 years.
Yeah.
This is an extension on this year. So he's got this year and then 2 years. This takes his extension through 2027. And it's, like you said, it's 66-ish guaranteed. You're absolutely out of the running at that point.
You agree? You agree, Bobby?
Without seeing, I was trying to see if anybody's released the details of how the structure of the contract is. It's not out yet. So,
because even if he had 2 years left in the world of, you're not drafting a total project in Shador and you don't want to burn that up.
Yeah. You lose the cheat code. Like, why would you do that? You would not. And this is where hiring Pete Carroll, I think, hurts them because Pete doesn't have 15 years to coach, 20 years.
So, how much of that is guaranteed?
66.5 million.
66. Okay, his current salary right now is, or his current cap number right now is 31, 14, $15 million base salary is what he had. I'm betting that, because he had none of his salary this year guaranteed, so 15 of that's probably guaranteed now. They probably guaranteed his contract for this year, gave him a signing bonus. That's probably another check. I would bet you they can get out of it after next year. Okay. After next year. But
So it is after 2025 or after 2026?
I would imagine after 26 they can get out of it.
So still 2 years.
2 years.
But it's odd because, and I heard it and it made me perk up a little bit. When you mentioned Jordan Schultz talking about the Joe Milton trade, he said they had a better offer. One of the teams they had a better offer from was the Raiders. Like, why were the Raiders even talking about Joe Milton? They've already got Aiden O'Connell. They've got Geno Smith.
He didn't name the team. He just said other teams interested were the Raiders, Eagles, Giants, Steelers.
Why were Raiders even interested? Like, I that's what I don't understand. The Raiders have Aiden O'Connell. They've got Geno Smith. So they're clearly still looking at fleshing out the quarterback room to some extent.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see what you're saying. What about no quarterback as of now, according to Schefter, for Cleveland and New York? That's a Shador fall.
And that's a Shador fall. Now, a lot of people still think that his floor is the Jets at 7. And obviously the Raiders seem to be out of the running. And Jacksonville's not going to take him. And New England's not going to take him. So it's 2, 3, or 7. And then potentially, if he does get below 7, now you really start to worry about where he could go in the teens. Like, and then does Pittsburgh trade up for him or something like that? That's the if he gets past the Jets, the Steelers would be that team that could kind of maybe slide up and get him.
Yeah, I mean, this may be an instance of what we're kind of looking at. It feels similar to when you remember the 05 draft or the 04 draft where it was Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith. And there was kind of a question for a while of who would go number one. Then when it was established as Alex Smith, people were like, well, we don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to go, but he'll probably get snatched up somewhere in the top 10. And then he didn't. Like, you could see something like that happen with Shador, where Shador's just kind of waiting, and you're going, okay, where's it going to be? Who's going to grab him?
Inside and around the NFL on your home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our insider, Bobby Belt. Quinn Ewers is going to visit with the Saints and Kellen Moore. Last week, visited with the Colts, Raiders, and Cowboys. Kellen Moore called himself a quarterback guy when talking to reporters at the league meetings. Derek Carr set to return. Rattler is in the reserve role, and John Gruden is doing his quarterback camp for Barstool. Here he is salivating over another dude, and he just wrapped up with Quinn, and he said, talk about arm talent. That ball went wherever he wanted, on a dime every time. Great kid. He's got a bright future ahead. So that is Gruden with Quinn.
He certainly does have a bright future ahead, knowing that he's going to get some one-on-one time with Kellen Moore now to correct whatever Mike McCarthy taught him in the training sessions. So that's good. Kellen Moore going to salvage player from the Mike quarterback influence. Look, Ewers is, when you watch him, like watch his tape against Michigan, there are some moments you watch him and you are just like, whoa, okay, like he's got not only a ridiculous arm, but the touch, the way that he sees the field. It's just never consistent with him, and he seems to get rattled pretty easily.
The moment he gets an injury, his whole season changes. He gets the moment something goes wrong with him, he just doesn't put himself in harm's way. He's a dink and dunk guy.
Like, I feel like Jack Leiter, some of the stuff we talk about with Jack Leiter, where it's like he almost gets in his head a little bit. That feels like it's Ewers at times, where it's like you have the ability to do some of this stuff, but it feels like you get rattled way too easily.
Calais Campbell signs with Arizona. I was hoping for some leadership here, even from the 39-year-old. And what is going on in Cincinnati?
Well, Trey Hendrickson still is without a deal. And Katie Blackburn she's Mike Brown's daughter. Okay? She runs the team. She's the executive vice president. And at the annual meetings, she said this. Listen to this. I think he should be happy at certain rates that maybe he doesn't think he'd be happy at. I think some of it is on him to be happy at some point. And if it's not, you know, that's what holds it up sometimes. So, you know, it takes him to say yes to something. And also, we have all the respect of the world for him.
Oh,
sounds like it.
Yeah. And I mean, he was like, was that an April Fool's joke that she said that?
Yeah, and he really did ask that question.
He really did. He really did ask that question. Was that an April Fool's joke? It's bad. That's bad there right now. And she is, she's now threatening to move the team. She's threatening to move the team out of Cincinnati proper, like to get a better deal. They move them across the river to Kentucky, next to the airport.
Yeah,
Cincinnati airport, fun fact, is in Kentucky.
It is?
Yeah.
Yesterday it was very, it was defiant. It was like talking about like, well, you know, we can opt out of this and we can go wherever we want. Yeah. Like, I hope people realize that.
And this year they can opt out.
It's very, Cincinnati, for years, I'm stunned they honestly were able to get some of the stuff done with their contracts that they have, because they've just refused to pay people for years. They're very defiant in the way that they approach the league, the way they approach team building. And so this sounds more in line with them, the Trey Hendrickson and moving stuff.
This HOV portion of the expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. The play-by-play voice of the Patriots will give us the Joe Milton scouting report at 8 o'clock. But we continue to listen to the Sean and RJ Tolo survey. And that brings us this.
Warning, the following life hacks are unethical and should not be performed. Sean and RJ do not condone these life hacks. Unethical life hacks may cause financial savings, make you cooler, more popular, increase sexual encounters, and provide an overall improvement in well-being at the expense of others. Please report any and all positive experiences testing unethical life hacks to 877-881-1053. Take it away, Bobby B.
Thank you, Chris Arnold. Good to hear your voice again, CA. We're going to do life hacks here on 105 Through the Fan, unethical life hacks. As Chris Arnold just said there, we don't encourage you to do these things. No. But if you try them, let us know how they go. Let us know if, and also, as we suggest these, because these are spitballing, I want you to poke holes in these. If you see a flaw in it and you say, no, that wouldn't work because of this, poke some holes in it, or give us your own unethical life hack.
You know, I don't even like the word unethical. Ethically questionable.
And this was a common answer in the survey?
Yes. This one got a lot of people just saying, bring back life hacks, bring back life hacks. We got this one probably 10 times. People saying that they wanted life hacks back. So we're listening. We're bringing it back. And we'll see if Peyton Russell...
And we started
Russell,
the show with stars.
Look, yeah. See, this is what we do. We listen. We'll see if Peyton Russell doesn't get this one canceled again. Gavin, if you have any problem with any of these, Peyton picked them. All right. No, he didn't.
The disclaimer has to mean something. It does. Right? We played a disclaimer.
You made a whole disclaimer.
A McAfee disclaimer.
I'm all for the disclaimer.
All right. So the spirit of that. If you rent an all-day locker.
Good reference, by the way.
If you rent an all-day locker at an amusement or water park, instead of ending your rental, share your locker code with an incoming family when you leave.
Yeah.
That's nice. So you share that locker code.
That'll help me.
Yeah. Wait 30 minutes and then go back to claim your prizes.
Oh, wait 30 minutes and go back to claim your prizes.
That's going to rob them.
We're telling you the moral pitfalls that exist. We're telling you this thing so you don't do them, and you don't trust someone when they give you their locker code, because that's what's potentially out there, or things like that.
These lockers big enough for stuffed animals? How big are these lockers?
Oh, it's good.
I don't know if I've ever seen them.
I haven't used them before. They're similar to the ones out in the hallway. Maybe a little bigger in some instances. All right, next one here. This is great. Everybody like Girl Scout cookies?
Sure. Yes.
What's your favorite one?
Thin Mints. Frozen.
Sean?
Frozen, though.
The ones with the coconut.
Samoas.
Yeah,
those are good. Peyton, you got one?
The peanut butter ones.
All right, well, you guys can collect, because here's the good news from Unethical Life Hacks. Most Girl Scouts can't tell if you're using real money.
You know what?
0-2. Yeah.
No! This is again. We're highlighting what you shouldn't do.
Look, you're better off. You're better off if you really wanted to do that. I shouldn't even request.
Don't
that.
Steal from the girls.
I don't steal from the girls. Come on. You know what I do? You know what I have done?
It's a victimless crime. It's like the banks, right? They've got insurance, just
there's
like when you rob a bank.
Victim. It's called the Girl Scouts of America. It's
all right. From now on, you send me these.
We can't send. We were sending them to you for too long, and then we weren't getting them on the air. All right, next one.
They have a lawsuit against them for something in their cookies.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten where you knew I never have a counterfeit bill?
No.
Mm-mm. I'd like to see them. I'd like to see counterfeit bills.
I've never. Not that I know. I'm sure. You know, I guarantee you. One's been passed to me from a gas station at some point. I never noticed.
Ooh, 214 with their own life hack. The last time an employer pissed me off, I parked the company van at the airport. They found it a week and a half later.
I parked the company van at the airport. They found it a week and a half. Okay, but did you quit? Did they know you took the car out?
Yeah, it's like a quit. Yeah, you just parked the car there and you quit.
And then they get the charge?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not quite quitting if you ask me.
Yeah, I think that one's good.
And then
good.
You get charged for theft.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one that
I know. Maybe not. No, I'm still employed.
Still employed.
I took it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a crime. Theft.
Okay, so I know.
It's unethical.
I know. Exactly. These are unethical. I know of somebody who, when they used to get backed into court, if they forgot to send an email, for instance, in their office, where it's like, hey, I need this email. Okay, I'll send it. And then they didn't do it. And their boss had come around later and gone, you didn't send me that email, blah, blah, blah. He goes, he would panic and he would go, yeah, I did. He's like, hold on, I'll forward it to you. And he would take one of his most recent emails, click forward on it, and then just change the body of the email, date and stuff, and fill in all the information he was supposed to originally send. I was like, see, you lost the email. And then the boss would like apologize for, oh, wow, sorry. I guess I lost that in my
so
email.
So take one I had sent. Doesn't it show the original sent time?
So it does, but it's just text. You can go in there and change, edit any information in the forwarded email you want to.
So did you guys send Spittle your Rangers parking info yesterday?
I texted it to him. Okay. I can't edit a text, so that's how you know.
Yeah, you can.
But
iPhone can.
Yeah, I
iPhone
can. Man, don't need it. The Android is perfect.
But did you know you can see what's been edited?
I can see that it has been edited. You can...
You can see the edited content.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's stupid.
It's very stupid.
Here you go from the 817. I used my Visa gift card to get that free trial here a while back so I could watch the Mavs on TNT. It worked, and the card only had $1 on it, so when they tried to run it and renew the subscription, it automatically canceled it. That's not unethical. I think that's just a good idea. Use a gift card for a free trial. That way, when they try to auto-charge it, you forget.
Yeah, that's not
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think
how
that
often
one
do you know how much is left on there, and how do you
that's
find that out?
Great question.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to go through it.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a process.
It's a lazy thing.
Yeah.
Unethical life hacks. The return, at least for today, during the expressway.
All right. Are you stranded at the airport? Depending on the airport, the breastfeeding pods are a great place to get a private sleep in.
Are those pods like family restrooms? Where are they?
You'll see like it looks like a storm shelter. It's a big kind of like storm shelter looking thing that is a pod that they have periodically.
So just deprive the baby.
This door has a combination lock or a big QR code on it, and this guy says he downloaded the app with the locations of all the pods in public places with their key codes. He punched it in, discovered a comfy little space. He could charge his phone, his laptop, dim the lights, get a little nap in. He's like, I felt bad about it, but I also, like, he came away from it saying, like, they just need to sell sleep pods at the airport.
Yeah.
Because I would pay for them in all likelihood.
If this pod's a rocking.
All right. You ever get annoyed when
you
people...
You just made an uncomfortable body gesture.
You ever get annoyed with somebody, like, you're on an airplane or something, or anywhere else, and somebody's, like, bringing their dog? You're like, why are you bringing your dog here? This is not a dog place.
Yeah.
Every time.
You're messy.
Carry a dog whistle for people who bring their dogs into public places.
Hell yeah.
After a few minutes, they'll leave with the dog.
That's awesome.
I don't know if I've ever seen a dog whistle.
I haven't. I can't tell you the last time I've seen them. They're long.
They're these you can conceal them pretty easily, and they don't make a noise to humans.
Put them on your keychain. Nobody will be able to hear them.
Exactly.
That's good.
All right. Unethical life hacks here on 105.3 The Fan. Hide fake money inside things at garage sales to maximize your profits. So this guy said that what he did was he took some just...
Again, counterfeit. Show me where all the counterfeit money is.
Not like just realish looking money. Because you can get some... there are little nuances that make it look that way. So he said what he did was he had put some stuff in just various items that cost like $2 or whatever else. And people, when they'd pick it up and look inside, they would see the money. They would close it up real quick. And just go like, ooh, they don't know this money's in here. And they would end up paying... And he ended up selling a whole bunch more stuff where people thought they were walking away with money.
What a brilliant idea.
That's sick, and that is brilliant. Wow.
It is sick. You're right. I shouldn't have said it was brilliant. It's sick.
Who thinks of that?
Somebody very disturbed like me.
The number of men that will argue they don't need to wash their hands after the restroom is high enough that straight men can bring this up at a party to thin out the competition for straight women there.
What?
This is true. I think there are enough people who don't wash their hands consistently enough and don't think it's a big deal and will sit there and argue about it, that if you want to mention it at a party and bring it up like, hey, you know, do you wash your hands after? He doesn't wash his hands after.
Oh.
That when they lean into it, the girls are going to be disgusted by them. And then you thin out the competition because the girls go like, that's a gross individual. Why don't you wash your hands?
Wait, so you as the person are admitting to not washing?
No, you're bringing up the discussion because there are enough men who will lean into like, no, I don't wash them. Like,
and then
you
spread the word that they don't wash?
They, in the middle of that debate, will chase off the women naturally by the fact that they just don't wash their hands.
Okay.
Huh.
I think that one works.
It's kind of weak game.
It's
kind of desperate.
You got to do what you got to do.
And you know what? I don't wash my hands after every pee. I'm sorry.
See, this is what this
after
is the point.
Pee, no.
Come
after
on.
Every pee.
At home, you do not. How many men? 877-881-1053. After every number one, you go to your restroom sink and you wash your hands. I want you to be honest. Peyton, do you every time?
Only here.
Not at home.
And why do you do it here? Because of the social pressure.
Yeah, the door, probably here.
Work environment. I mean, I respect you guys.
But at home?
But at home, no. I walk right past the sink.
This is the example. Because if we're at a party, women almost universally disagree with men on this, and they think it's gross. So at a party, if I wanted to, even if I don't wash my hands after every time, if I wanted to, I bring up the discussion in the room, and all three of you start leaning into, no way.
Okay, but so you're just assuming the woman is there and they hear it.
So you have it as a group discussion, and then the girls are like, you guys are gross.
Oh, you know what? That is good. And I was thinking you go and you tattle to the girl. Like, no. Hey, I was talking with the guys, and they don't do that.
No, you take your chances knowing most guys are going to, like, die on that hill. It's like, no, hell no.
Right.
And then you chase them off as competition.
Unless she does it, too.
Women generally do not.
And you too? After you're at home?
After urination?
Yeah.
No, unless I have to lift. If I decide to sit down the middle of the night, then I won't. But if I lift the toilet seat and I touch the toilet seat, then I will.
Okay. Bobby, be honest.
I generally do wash my hands after every time. Because it's just, I am, like, again, I'm the one who can't, 2 hours lag time between the shower and the number two. So I got to do that. Now, this era is the perfect time to find a partner that's overweight with a cute face. Lock them down now before they can afford Ozempic and graduate out of your league. What's wrong with that? That's good.
Give you Ozempic target dating. Good God. He's got it. Unethical life hacks. There you go.
Wow.
Just trying to imagine what Gavin Spittle's thinking
and
doing.
It was fast. It was hard.
You asked for it. You get it. Here. As a result of the Morning Show listener survey on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan and this HOV portion of the Expressway driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. What's up with Joe Milton? What's he like? How much did he improve? Did the Patriots do him a favor? The voice of the Patriots tells us about our new quarterback. Next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.